Hi everybody, welcome to our Play of the Year edition of Signature Snaps for 2012. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. So far we've had four categories, and the top vote getter in each category, running play, passing play, defensive play, and special teams play, are now up for Play of the Year, and you can cast your vote for what you think it should be. Let's take a look at the candidates. The top running play was DeJuan Harris's 18-yard touchdown at San Francisco in the divisional playoffs. Based on this vote, it looks like the fans are excited about Harris's future potential in this offense. Perhaps this score is just a sign of bigger things to come. The top passing play was Donald Driver's 26-yard touchdown against the Bears in Week 2 at Lambeau Field. Looks like the fans cast a sentimental vote for the now-retired Packers great. This touchdown was actually his 60th career touchdown catch, and he became just the third Packers player to reach that milestone, joining Don Hutson and Sterling Sharp. The defensive play was the closest vote of the bunch, and it went to Mike Daniels for his 43-yard fumble return for a touchdown against the Lions at Lambeau Field in Week 14. Daniels, a rookie out of Iowa and a fourth-round draft pick, became the first Packers rookie defensive lineman to return a fumble for a score in 71 years. The top special teams play was Tom Crabtree's 27-yard TD reception on a fake field goal against the Bears in Week 2 at Lambeau Field. It came on 4th and 26, giving that down and distance new meaning for Packers fans. And it also gave punter and holder Tim Mastay the first TD pass of his football life. There you have it, your candidates for Play of the Year for 2012. Be sure to vote for your favorite in the poll. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. Thanks for watching Signature Snaps.